a committee chair has proven why Republican voters didn't want House Speaker Dade Phelan giving power to Democrats. It's Friday, March 3rd, 2023.
Texas Scorecard presents the day's first news for the Lone Star State, the Texas Minute, with your host, Michael Quinn Sullivan.
Happy Friday, you're almost to the weekend. Married couples with children would get a break on their property taxes under legislation filed this week. We'll get to that in just a moment, but first up, two South Texas teachers have been arrested and charged with having sexual contact with students. These arrests add to the growing list of school employees across the state accused of sex crimes against students and other children. In the far San Juan Alamo Independent School District, teacher Makaro Zarate III was arrested and charged with having an improper relationship between an educator and a student, which is a second-degree felony. Mr. Zarate is accused of engaging in criminal sexual activity with a student at the district's early college high school, where he taught social studies and coached track. Over in Mission, Texas, IDEA Public Schools teacher Karen Sosa was arrested and faces charges of having an improper relationship between an educator and a student. Mission police said Sosa and a student had sexual contact off campus at a local park during the school's winter break. As more Texas families feel the burden of property taxes, Republican State Representative Brian Slayton of Roy City has filed legislation that would incentivize couples to get married and grow their families by offering them a property tax credit. His legislation would offer couples who stay married and have never been divorced a 10% property tax credit. The bill also gives families of four or more biological or adopted children a 40% property tax credit. After 50 years in the abortion business, the Dallas-based Southwestern Women's Center closed its doors permanently yesterday. It was the largest abortion facility in Dallas. The facility's owner was Dr. Curtis Boyd. He's been a longtime abortion provider, and he's an ordained Baptist minister. He's admitted to killing more than a quarter million unborn children during his career. Prior to Roe v. Wade making abortion legal, Boyd committed illegal abortions in Texas. When abortion was legalized, he opened the Dallas Center and another one in Albuquerque. In recent years, his Dallas abortuary has been cited for poor sanitary conditions and sketchy behavior by his staff. With Roe being overturned last year and Texas's pro-life laws taking effect, Boyd's been forced to close the clinic's operations in Dallas. That's what I call good news. When the Texas Minute returns, find out about what some are calling the speech code imposed in one Texas House committee by its Democrat chair.
Many folks today scoff at the idea that America was founded by Christians using biblical principles, but they are simply denying history. On the Liberty Cafe, what I try to do is bring a biblical perspective, as Christians have done since the founding of our nation, to determine how Texans and Americans should respond to oppression today. I hope you'll listen in wherever you get your podcast.
It appears a Democrat committee chair in the Republican-controlled Texas House is trying to impose a speech code for members of her committee. It happened earlier this week during the first meeting of the House County Affairs Committee. The committee chair is Democrat Victoria Nyave of Dallas. She admonished Republican State Representative Tony Tinderhold of Arlington when he used the term illegal immigrants. He used the phrase correctly when asking a question of a representative of the Texas Demographic Center. Nyave described the term illegal immigrants as politicized and said she wouldn't allow it. Nyave is one of nine Democrats appointed to chair committees by Republican House Speaker Dade Phelan. Conservative activists in the Republican Party have been urging lawmakers to stop giving power to Democrats. Phelan and his Republican allies ignored those calls and appointed leftist Democrats to run several major policy committees anyway. So as it turns out, when Republican legislators play stupid games, we all end up getting stupid prizes. You can check out this story and the others mentioned today, as well as find the latest news and commentary at TexasScorecard.com. These articles were originally reported by Daryl Frost, Aaron Anderson, Emily Wilkerson, and Soli Rice. The Texas Minute is produced by Luke Marshall in the 1836 Studios. I look forward to seeing you out around Texas. Have a great weekend.
Thanks for listening to the first news of the day for the Lone Star State. This has been the Texas Minute with your host, Michael Quinn Sullivan.